This is a homemade broadcast radio production.
Smoke any weed, you still insult me when you don't smoke mine, and it hurts my feelings.
Sorry, pal.
Jesus.
I don't know what to tell you.
I have you way turned up. Tell me that.
Turn my microphone up.
Yeah.
Turn me up in the headphones, B.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
Will's getting all kinds of fucking rowdy. I'm going to call this episode the Hopeful Hostful.
Just the two of us.
Just the two of us. Oh, that's what song I should have.
Oh, man.
That's what we'll end on. Remind me to end on that.
Damn it.
We'll end on just the two of us.
Son,
we can make it
bitch.
If we try. So thank you for tuning in to my mom's favorite podcast on the HMB Radio Network, hmbradio.com, homemade broadcast. What? Today it's just going to be me and Will Coons. This is the intro of the podcast. We're just going to jump right into it. I had a cancellation today, and it was last minute, and I couldn't find anybody to last minute come medicate and talk shit with me, so it's going to be me and Will.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be good.
It is going to be good.
I know. That's why I said it.
People don't hear just me and you enough.
It's true.
Like, we never get to find out what's going on in Will's world. Like, you were dating that girl.
Yeah.
Are you still dating her?
No.
What happened?
Basically, I mean, I am pretty busy. I got a lot of things happening.
You have to produce my podcast.
I have to produce your podcast. We're running two mics now and producing my own podcast. And I was going to say editing, but I don't edit any of this stuff. But just the time seems to slip away from me sometimes. But also, I was finding excuses to be busy. And yeah. It was nothing against her. She was a really great, great girl. And right. I actually hung out with her the other night, and I was like, I'm such a moron. What did I do? But I always want what I can't have, I guess, just like everybody else does.
I think we were talking about Kyle Roos earlier, and I think he's the one that actually told me this, so it's perfect that it lines up. Because there used to be a girl that I'd be like, oh, man, I kind of want to be with her. And I'd call her up, and she'd come over, and the next morning I'd be like, oh, man, I kind of want her to leave.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's like, dude, next time you're about to call her, just go fucking rub one out, man. If you jerk off and then you still want to see her, there's your answer. And so the next time I was about to call her, I was like, hold on. Went fucking to the Five Knuckle Shuffle, and I was like, yeah, you know what? I'm good with just smoking a joint and taking a nap now. Like, I don't need her to come over anymore. And I was like, so if you're making excuses to not see her rather than trying to find ways to see her, it's probably over right there.
Yeah, I've had this problem for the past couple of years. I'm just not in a place where I can, you know, the emotionally unavailable thing,
yeah,
I think
yeah.
is the way to say it.
Is it because you were hurt, William?
Yeah, many times, sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Like when was, let's do that. Let's make this a hopeful, hostful, painful episode.
Okay, let's do it.
Yeah, because we've only known each other a year or so.
Yeah, maybe a little longer.
A little over, yeah, because I just started coming to Sly Bar. I want to say, was I really bald when you met me?
Yeah. Mm. Yep, you had a shaved head.
Yeah, so it's been about a year, maybe a little bit longer. And so I don't know, like, what happened to you before? Like, were you ever in a serious, like, 5-year, live together, we're going to get married, why are you blowing my best friend?
Well, I was definitely in my early 20s. I didn't really have girlfriends in high school or anything. I think I had like one or two.
Yeah.
But when I got into my 20s after high school, I lost a bunch of weight and kind of got handsome a little bit. And so then I ended up shacking up with this one lady who lived in Gainesville. But I was in college too. So I was pretty much in Gainesville every weekend. For 2 years, 2.5 years, I was with her.
You say lady, like it was a grown-ass woman when you were...
A child.
Yeah.
A baby child. Well, she, you know, I guess we were, she was 19, I was probably 20 or something. Oh, yeah. Like that, 21.
So you were just saying, lady, to be respectful. You want to be like this dumb little bitch.
Yes. Yeah, I'm trying to,
does she
my
listen
best.
To my podcast?
I seriously doubt it, but who knows,
be,
maybe.
Would it be fucking hilarious if she, how could you speak of me as such?
Yeah, that would be. That'd be pretty good. But I always cover my bases. I always try to be nice to people, especially, I'm kind of friends with her still. She's married now. She just got married this year, but. You know, we're friendly. I don't talk to her very often.
Well, how long were you guys, did you guys live together?
Well, we didn't live together, but I pretty much lived there on the weekends for 2.5 years, maybe 3 years. And then we finally split up. And then 6 months later, doing the OK Cupid, or no, it was Plenty of Fish at that time, I met a young lady. I've dated two Jessicas in a row. So there's Jessica 1 and Jessica 2. I met Jessica 2. And I was a wreck back then. I didn't. My school was not going well. College wasn't going well. I was actually taking a. I didn't do anything for about 6 months. It was one of the worst times in my life where I just did push-ups in my room, and smoked pot, and didn't do anything. I was living at home at my parents.
That actually sounds pretty righteous. Like no, you were in shape. You were relaxed. I don't see what the problem is.
No, it was. It was terrible, dude. I hated it. Because I had no direct... I actually like to do work. I'm a worker. So when I had nothing, it was, you know, it was great for a month maybe. But after that, I was like, I got to figure out what the hell I'm going to do here. So anyway, so she came along. I was broke. I had no money whatsoever. I didn't have student loan money even. Wasn't working. And she came along and stuck around. I wasn't even too nice to her, but she just kind of stuck around. So I ended up getting in a... I finally got back into school, and I ended up getting in a car accident. I got hit by a drunk driver, and car got wrecked, and I was going to school down in St. Pete. She was living in St. Pete. So I guess we were together maybe... I don't know how... It must have been close to a year, if not a year. But she was like, just come live with me. And I was like... Okay, but I'm going to try to find my own place eventually, just so you know. Yeah. And she was like, okay. But I lived there for like a year or more, probably. And I was going to school. And then my buddy, my best friend, had an opening at his spot. And we were kind of, I never really, I just wasn't nice to her. I never really had real feelings for her because I wasn't really available because I was so messed up from the last one.
So you were a shitty, you didn't like...
I was pretty shitty, yeah.
Well, I mean, when you say you weren't nice to her, I don't see you as the type of dude that was like backhanding her.
No, nothing like that. I mean, I was nice to her and I liked her a lot and I probably did love her to a certain extent. But I remember I told her I loved her when I was drunk one night and then I took it back the next day.
No, yeah. Not the next day.
The next day, I took it back.
Oh.
And I was with her, like, and I remember she was so happy hearing that. And she's like, that's just all I wanted to hear. And I could have just shut up. But right? I guess, like, I don't want to be anything that I'm not. And I didn't want her to be like, oh, I didn't want to be manipulative. So I took it back.
But it seems like you kind of already were.
It
seemed
no,
I mean,
because I was with her. I didn't cheat on her or anything like that. I was
well.
With
no,
her.
It sounds like you were really only, and I'm not saying this because it's initially going to make it sound like I'm calling you a gigantic piece of shit.
Yeah,
but I only kind of.
No, I mean you're not wrong. I wouldn't say you're wrong.
Well, because it sounds like you were with her initially, like, all right, we're just going to hook up, and then you're like, well, fuck, this would be really convenient for me to be with this girl, and I could just go to school and live down here. And so it wasn't really so much a matter of like, man, I really want to be with this chick. It's like, man, this is kind of like just making my life easier for right now.
No, I wouldn't say that. Actually.
It wasn't that. Because I mean, like I said,
I liked her. I did like her a lot. And she was hot. And
well, I mean, you're not going to do that with somebody you hate. But it's just you were, how do I say this? I want to say almost like you were acting like there was more than there was. But you did say you took the love you back.
I wouldn't say I was acting like I was with her.
Right.
But I just didn't feel comfortable saying I love you to her. And I still, I guess, don't to this day.
You took it back.
But, yeah, so I took it back. And I think that was kind of the beginning of the end for us, which I don't blame her whatsoever.
At all, yeah.
I mean, she stuck around way longer than she should have, frankly.
Yeah, when you take it back, it's kind of like, yeah, son, this is...
Yeah. I mean, I kind of still feel bad about it to this day, but she kind of did some shit to me that was fucked up, too. So.
Before or after that, though?
Before.
Okay, do you,
we had, do you I could tell you, yeah. I don't really... I'm pretty open, and I'll talk about things, but this is one of those things that it's not a regret necessarily, but it's something that kind of haunts me a little bit. Uh-huh. We were not using protection, and she told me she could not get pregnant. And now that's my fault because there's no way in hell I should have believed that. But I was also a dumb kid, too. I was 20, 22, 23.
I believe that at 32.
And bless you. And do you want a towel?
That'd be better. Keep telling your story because I can hear you, and I'll go get paper towels. That was a much better idea.
Okay. So, or we can pause it.
Yeah, just go. I can hear you.
Okay, you can hear me. So she, we weren't using protection. I should have known better, and I did not... think about it, I guess, or I thought about it, but I trusted her, so I took her word for it. And anyways, obviously, she ended up getting knocked up, and then we had to have the conversation. And I think at this time, I wasn't even working. I think this was pretty early on in our relationship. I was still not doing shit. And so we had to have the discussion. What are we going to do?
Right.
And we ended up, I think she wanted to have it, and I didn't. Because I wasn't even working. I can barely support myself now at 31, let alone at 22 or 23.
Right.
So we ended up getting it taken care of.
Right, right.
And it was a terrible experience, very traumatizing. And I kind of lost trust with her after that.
Right.
And I think that it kind of pissed her off because I think she wanted to have it, but we didn't because of me, I guess, because I suggested.
But she tricked you, though. Like, I mean...
Well, she was not honest. I wouldn't say she tricked me. Now,
no,
I
that's
take,
a trick. That's
I take,
a trick.
I take accountability because I should have known better and used protection.
Right, but like, I mean, it's a two-way street. Like when my ex was pregnant, like there was not a situation like that. Like we were just fucking without a condom, and I tried to be like, "Hey, get up," and because she was on top, and you know, heat of the moment, she didn't hear me. I didn't say it loud enough, whatever. So, but when she told me, it was just kind of like, well, what you want to do? Like, fucking the Chris Rock bit. Because, like, I just knew that because I was just as culpable in this as she was, like, I really had no fucking say in this. It was whatever she wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
But I think with your situation, like, you get to voice your opinion because you were tricked. You can call it withholding information, whatever you want. But, like, she didn't tell you the truth. She told you a lie about a very serious... I think on this one, we can give you a pass. I think on this one, you come out cleaner than you're giving yourself credit for.
Well, okay. I appreciate that. I think I'll take 49% of the blame. But it's still one of those things that I think I lost trust for her, and I think that traumatized her, because I should have like a 10-year-old right now.
Oh, wow.
And I still think about it sometimes. It's kind of... And I never want to go through that again. Even though we've talked about it before, I still don't use protection. But, you know, if it happened at this point, okay. I mean, I'm 31. I would have to step up to the plate, but also I know how to control my wiener at 31, and I haven't had any problems.
Well, like, I ran through a chick. God, this was years ago. But we had sex, and she told me that she said something, because we were about to do it, and then I was like, hold on, wait. Fuck, where are my condoms? Because, like, we weren't, like, in a bedroom. I want to say we were, like, outside somewhere. I fuck a lot outside in Florida. I don't know why. I just realized that I've had sex with, like, six different girls or so outside.
That's cool.
In fairly public areas. Like, I mean, not with, like, people. Well, once with people, but we didn't think there were people there. But anyway, the chick told me she didn't have any ovaries. She's like, don't worry about it. Like, I had a hysterectomy. I don't have ovaries. Like, I can't get pregnant. I was like, oh, all right. Bet. Then, yeah, fuck it. And I went all up inside of her and was just like, ah. Because it was great. I never get to, like, do that worry-free.
Yeah, pretty awesome.
And, dude, I never even fucking thought about it.
Yeah.
And then, like, afterwards, she looked at me and she was like, so I didn't lie to you or anything, but you really shouldn't trust a chick the first time you fuck her if she says she'd, like, she's like, I could have been, I kind of knew her from before that, so it's like, but some of the people I knew her through were insane, so there's no reason to say she wouldn't be insane.
Sure.
And I was just like, nah, I'm good. She said she doesn't have them. We're good. I'm going to do this, and it's going to be great, and nothing bad is going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, that was my mistake, but I do chalk it up to kind of being a dumb young kid who didn't have many girlfriends growing up, and, you know, I was getting my licks in. So, anyways.
So to speak.
Yeah. So I don't know how much longer after the – I mean, I stayed with her after that for a long time, and then she – I moved out. I was like, hey, I'm moving out. I'm moving in with a friend. And obviously that was the end. I didn't really say that was the end, but and I didn't necessarily even mean that for that to be the end, but it's just you live with somebody for
right.
a year or more. You can't, like, go back now, you know, to just being girlfriend and boyfriend. So we split up after that. And then I don't think I had a real – I just kind of messed around for a couple years. And then – I met this chick, this Asian girl, Liz,
ooh.
In a bar. Really liked her. I was like the first person I liked in a long time. This must have been 3 or 4 years ago now. And she was kind of wacky. She would blink, like, off repetition. Like, she would be like, I know it's I'm going to do it for you. I know people can't hear that, but you know what I'm saying? Just like
it was like blink. Blink, blink, blink.
Blink, blink, blink.
So, blink. Oh, it was like Morse code blinking.
Kind of, yeah. Yeah, exactly. Huh. That's what it looked like. So
what
she
kind
was,
of Asian was she?
She was Osakan and half white Japanese.
Oh.
She was cute. I really liked her.
Wait, how old was she when you met her?
She was 29 or 30, and I was 26. 27,
how old are you?
Maybe, 31.
Wait, she was older than you?
She was older than me, yeah. She had her shit together. She drove a Lexus.
Never mind. I knew a really hot Asian chick named Liz, but I think in retrospect that Liz was Filipino.
Ugh.
No.
I'm just kidding. I'm
dude,
kidding.
She was so sexy.
I just like to do that whenever people tell me ethnicities. Just be like, ugh, gross. Ugh,
gross. But she was way younger than me at the time even. So she would be, fuck. I'm not going to say how old she'd be. It was legal.
Yeah.
But at the time, not I probably. Huh?
Barely.
Maybe.
Yeah.
It was a wee bit immoral, like I shouldn't, but she was so hot, and she was like, she was very forward with me.
Mm-hmm.
We worked at a restaurant together,
yeah.
And like one night I came walking into the kitchen and just didn't even see her standing off to the side. I just walked and I was like, damn, I don't know what I want to eat tonight. And as I said that, I was turning my head to just, I swear to God, all by coincidence, just happened to turn my head, and she goes, when I was like, I don't know what I want to eat tonight, she raised her hand and was like, and used to do shit like that, like, all the time. Like, if I was bent over a counter, she would come up and start massaging my neck and shit. And, like, really, like, powerful, like, stereotypical, powerful, tiny little strong hands. And then she'd whisper some shit into my neck. Like, I'm already got a half a chub from you working out these muscles like a fucking true pro. And then you're going to whisper some sexy shit in my, like, right up on my ear. Fucking perfect breast. She'd just have them all pressed in my back. That's when I was nice and skinny, too, so I could feel it. Oh. Yeah, dude. There was no way. I tried not to have sex with her, and then one night she ended up giving me a ride home and coming over, and I was like, yeah, we're going to do this now. Like,
why did you try not to?
Because, well, I'll say the ages. Fuck it. At the time, I was 27, 26. I was 26. Yeah, I was like 26, 27, and she was 18 and still in high school.
So?
It just felt... like I shouldn't.
The high school thing's a little weird, but I mean,
she was a senior.
She's legal.
She was working a full time job. Like, she worked with me full time at my restaurant.
Did you ever check though to make sure she was 18?
Because she was a server. Yeah,
I had a bro. Well, he was like a brother, a friend of mine who, a girl told him that she was 18, and she turned out to be 16, and he was black, and she was white. And
oh, wow.
The parents did not take too kindly to that.
No, he did
press
prison
charges.
Time.
Yeah, I think he went to jail for a period of time. And he has to register as like an offender now for the rest of his life.
See, I met one of the last times I was in jail, I met two cats like that. One of them was in, I was waiting to go to court, and he was waiting too. So we were like, we just happened to be in the same holding area. And we were kind of bullshitting around because at the time I was real young. Was the last time I went to jail, I think I was, this was like the second to last time, so I was like 20, 21, and he was like 19, and he was in there. He had been training to be a firefighter and EMT since the age of like 14 or 15. Like, anything you could do from the school and junior ROTC and going to, like, the and this is, you know, 2001, 2002 when this was happening. So it's like they still did programs at fire stations where little kids could go and, like, earn points and, like, learn shit so that when they turned 18, 19, they could just slide in.
Yeah.
But he had been doing all that, met a girl who said she was 17, which is legal for, because he was only 18 when this was going on. So 18 to 17 is perfectly legal.
Yeah, yeah.
Turns out she's 15. She's in court saying, I lied. He's in court saying I lied. They had, like, friends, like, mutual people, like, or her friends and his friends were both like, no, like, this is what she said. Like, I was there when she said it. And the parents made such a huge stink of it. The kid was like, dude, the judge literally told me he probably would have given me a slap on the wrist with some other bullshit. But because the parents are making such a big deal out of it, he gave him, like, I want to say it was, like, a year in prison. Then it was going to be, like, but I think he was getting 365 days. Mm-hmm. Which you get 365 days, or you get, yeah, you get 365 days, they can keep you in county jail. Mm-hmm. If you're sentenced... 365 days or 12 months.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're sentenced, usually,
1 year.
Yeah, but yep. What they'll usually do is go 1 year, 1 day.
What is that in hours?
I have fucking no idea. I don't know. But they'll say like a year and a day. You'll hear people ask for it sometimes, like people who have been through the system a bunch and have like, don't like, because if you do a year and a day, it's a harder system. Like prison is tougher than county. But you're good time, so you don't do the full year there. And there's some prisons, depending on which one you get sent to, like it's more lax in like the, I don't want to say lax in the rules and shit, but you get a little bit more freedoms.
Yeah.
Like you can smoke cigarettes and shit. So I've heard dudes in court go up to the judge and be like, yo, like they do the whole, you know, do what you plead, guilty, blah, blah, blah. And be like, all right, ready for sentencing. And they'll be like, Your Honor, my client requests a year and a day. All right, year and a day it is. Okay, done.
And then they get out and like, 8 months or something.
Yeah, like, I mean, I think it's almost the same time you would in, if you did the time in county, you get out the same, like, 8 months, 9 months, something like that. But like I said, it's prison is a bit tougher. So, like, if you're a soft fucking kid or you're not ready, like, I would probably do county time not because I'm soft, but because I have no illusions about how I look. Like, I have very delicate feminine features. I am not a rugged... Dude, when I was skinny, I would... Fucking women would call me pretty and beautiful, and that's how women would hit on me when I was skinny.
Mm-hmm.
They would literally be like, oh, my God, you're so beautiful. You're so pretty. And I'd be like, can we? Can
I know. We? Thank you.
I'd be like, I mean, I know it's a shitty thing to complain about, especially now as I sit here, like, overweight with bad facial hair because I haven't shaved in a week. But
welcome to my life, yeah. Man.
But, yeah, like, that's, again, that's when I was, oh God, I was probably, like, a buck 95, 200. I was fairly toned because I was just always, I was outside running around playing basketball, shit like that. I had a real nice deep tan. I was just in shape. And mm-hmm. I was a good-looking dude. Now I'm not in shape. And it's like, eh. Like, I went the opposite direction of you in high school, kind of.
Yeah.
Like, where all throughout high school I was chubby. And I had female friends and, like, a fistful of girlfriends. But, like, I think the most I'd ever gotten was like a blowjob mm-hmm. and a couple handies.
Mm-hmm.
And those were from real sluts.
Oh, yeah.
And then when I moved to Florida, I dropped like 30 pounds in 3 months. Like it was just my last growth spurt, the change in climate from cold ass Wisconsin to hot ass Florida. And it was my senior year in high school. And I hit that. Dude, I dropped all this fucking weight. And all of a sudden, girls were flirting with me, coming on to me. And I didn't know how to handle it.
Mm-hmm.
So I just fucked anything that moved. Like, I stuck my dick everywhere I could. It was just, it was pretty gross.
That's what you're supposed to do as a young man.
I think I'd rather have had a, like, I've never had a relationship.
You have to get your numbers up if you want to be a good husband one day.
Well, I'm going to be a great husband.
My dad always told me that pussy is pussy, and it is true, but there's different varieties and different kinds, different types, and you have to know what all the types and kinds are so you'd have that first-hand experience so you're not tempted.
But see, here's the thing. All right. I wish I'd have had sex with maybe like 7 or 8 girls after high school to like, say like 18 to like 22, 23. So for like 4 or 5 years, you know, 6, 7 different chicks, couple of one-nighters, couple of, you know, a couple months, whatever, just to kind of get my technique down. Because when all you're doing is one-nighters and you're usually half drunk, and like I've never had a long relationship at all, like especially once I was out and single and had, or like out and had my own place, and like the girls I was dating had their own places, and there's no more trying to sneak around parents. Like for some reason I was just like, but like I've never had a serious relationship. And now, whose joke is it? I think it's Chris Rock's joke, where he's like, women can't go back in lifestyle. Once you fuck that first dude with a car, you'll never fuck a dude with a bus pass again.
Yeah.
He's like, men can't go back sexually. And unfortunately, dude, I've done some shit with some girls. Always fucking consensual, and usually by their suggestion, like, I just followed the lead of whoever I was having sex with.
Yeah.
But, like, I've done some shit that's probably not, like, on every girl's list of just, like, okay, this is what we'll do on Wednesday. But, like, it's things that I like now.
Yeah.
I never would have known I'd liked them.
Yeah, I get what you mean. Yeah, that makes sense. But, I mean, I think...
like, I just can't grab a girl by the throat and be like, yeah, bitch, you know, like...
Yeah, I actually had this... I always have a few. But I don't... See, here's the thing now. Like, I don't even... I don't want anything. Like, I'm really, don't really want anything. Like, I have offers that I could, you know, booty call it up. I just don't really want to because I don't want to have to spend time with that person. You can't just, unless you're paying a hooker, so you can be like, all right, later. And I'm too nice. I can't just be like, all right, bye, you know? So I choose not to... do that because I don't want to, and I don't want to hang out with you. Sorry, but I just don't.
See, I don't.
So
know.
I don't have sex. Right
I don't
now.
Know if it was the time I was in or the area or whatever, but like, I would just be really when I was living in Wisconsin, for instance, for a while, like early and mid 2000, like 2004 or so. Yeah, 2004, 2005, maybe 2006 or two. When I was living back in Wisconsin. Again, I was like I think I was like 200 pounds, 205 maybe, but I was more toned because I'd been doing hardscaping. And I had a house with two living rooms, and in one of the living rooms was a weight bench, like full weight bench. So, like, I was always doing something, lifting something during the summertime I was playing basketball. So, like, I was fit. I was in shape, killing it, doing great with the ladies. But, like, I was super fucking honest with them. Like, we'd start fucking around or something. Or a lot of times it'd just be meeting them at the bar even and just being like, so, you want to come back to my house for an after bar? Oh, you think it's just like that? I was like, look, you want to come back to my house for an after bar? I wouldn't be rude about it, like, bitch, you going to give me. But I'd be like, look, come on back. You know, if something happens, it happens. If it don't, it don't. Fucking have a couple drinks. See what's good. I'm like, I'm not looking for nothing. Just fucking whatever's whatever. Like, I would just keep saying shit, like, you know. Like, it's like, whatever happens, happens, man. No expectations. Let's just do whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd be like, okay. And then, you know, you start fucking around and be like, I don't know if I should. I don't want you to do anything.
Yep.
You don't want to do. Okay. And then the next thing you know, it's like.
You got to play the game. You have to play to do that.
I just be honest with them, though. Like, look, if you don't want to do this, we can stop. Like, if you don't want to come back to the house, then don't. Like. You know, I'd tell them, like, I'm not looking for a relationship. Don't expect this to turn into marriage. If we hang out some more, cool. If not, you know, whatever. Like, and it just always worked. I never understood people who lied. I was just always super honest about it.
My motto is that it's just, I'm lazy and being honest is just easier.
Oh, it's so much easier.
So, yeah, I kind of live by that motto, being honest. The way to go.
Well, like, you have to remember so much shit when you lie. Like, I tell people, like, I'm not noble because I'm honest. I'm fucking, like you said, I'm lazy. Like, because when you lie, who'd you lie to? What'd you lie about? Yep. Why'd you lie?
And I have a bad memory, too.
Yeah, what were you really doing? Who else is in on the lie? What do you owe them for their you know, like, fuck all that, dude.
Yeah, it's not worth it.
You're going to get in trouble eventually. Just get in trouble up front and let it be done.
Yeah, but if you're honest, you won't get in trouble. Like you said, if you're honest with these ladies... Then what can they hold against you, you know? You told them.
Well, one of my friends told this girl behind my back. I was playing wingman for him. He was trying to sleep with her friend. I, like, did a beer run or something and basically left my boy alone with the girl that I was covering for him. And he told her, he's like, yo, Jay really likes you. He's been looking for a girlfriend, blah, 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 blah. even though I had told her, like, you know.
So she...
She kind of believed him.
Yeah,
and he didn't know. Like, it was the first time we had really worked together in that scenario, so he didn't know.
Yeah, right.
And I was like, oh, no, because she got pissed. Like, when she realized it wasn't going to happen, she got super fucking... And it's understandable. It's understandable.
I guess, but, I mean, it's kind of... You told her. I mean, you were the only one who knows how you feel.
Yeah, she just believed my friend, like... You know, we
like always shy or something.
Yeah, like he's trying to protect himself, or you know, he's a dude, so you know, whatever.
Yeah,
it's whatever, man. She got really mad, and I wasn't allowed to fuck anybody from the restaurant she worked at. She fucking cock blocked me like 8 times after that.
My boss at work tells me stories constantly about, like, he had a good run. It sounds like he's told me some crazy stuff. And my buddy Adam's like that too. He's had some really wild stories. I think I might have even told you, but one time my favorite is he used to work night shift at this hotel, and he would just open a room. He'd put a sign out the front desk that says "Making rounds in emergency. Call this number," which was a cell phone, and he would just go lay down, pass out. Or there's a party going on, and he ends up partying with the kids that have the hotel. And so one time he had an opportunity for a threesome in Seminole, and this was on, like, Madeira Beach near Johns Pass where he worked. He left the hotel, was gone for, like, 4 hours, came back, didn't get caught. And it was just like, damn, dude, that would never happen. But he's had, like, really cool shit happen to him. But then he's also had, like, really terrible shit happened to him too.
Oh yeah,
so
dude,
the karma pays off. So I'm kind of glad I don't live his life. You know?
Take the good with the bad, dude. Like, I literally woke up in some vagina once, like mid stroke. Like, I've been drinking at my buddy's house. Yeah, like a big house party. I got fucking hammered, like ridiculous levels of drunk. Like, there's no way I was driving home, and I went to like his basement and passed out. And I vaguely at one point remember waking up to 3 very plus-sized gals cutting up some coke on a fucking coffee table. And I vaguely remember it. They were, like, blurry, but their blurs were gigantic, so I'm guessing they were just pretty big. And I passed back out. And then, like, I'm just having this really weird... You know, like, you have alcohol-fused dreams where it's like, man, that drunk dream was really vivid. Like, I started...
Probably because it wasn't a dream.
Yeah.
It was actually happening.
But in the dream, I was getting a blowjob, and I was like, man, this is straight, Jack. And then all of a sudden, like, I was having sex, and I was, like, something in my head was like, dude, you're about to have a wet dream on your boy's couch, man. You're a grown-ass man. Wake the fuck up. Like, don't let the alcohol get you like this. And so I started kind of, like, waking up, and all of a sudden, I opened my eyes, and I'm like, what the fuck? And, dude, this girl had to have been all of 5'3" and 275 pounds.
Ooh,
like,
that's
a big
girl.
Yeah, she was short and fucking round, dude.
Yeah.
Like, I couldn't have got my arms around her waist, and I'm 6 foot, so whatever my wingspan is.
Get up those numbers. That's what it's about.
Dude, I fucking woke up mid-stroke, and I don't know if this makes me a good person or a horrible person, but I finished. Like, I finished.
That just makes you a dude, man.
I finished real quick, though. I was just like, I realized what was going on, and I was just kind of like, I closed my eyes and, like, you know, did that whole fake, like, like, I'm really putting in effort here. But in my head, I'm just doing everything I can to be like, come on, come on, fucking go. And, like, I busted, and I ran in the bathroom to get rid of the condom, which, thank God, one of us had been smart enough to put a condom on.
Yeah.
And I get in there, and I'm like, dude, what the fuck is going on? And so, like, I walk back out there, and she's, like, putting on her pants, and she's kind of looking at me, like, and I'm like, so I asked her, like, where a major road was that I knew we were right by. Because I didn't even drive that night, that's right. Because I fucking just left the house at, like, 8 o'clock in the morning and started calling my stepbrothers. I walked down this major road towards my house, which was, like, a 3-hour walk away.
Oh, shit.
But I was calling him. I was like, dude, fucking wake up. He came and got me. I only walked, like, 20 minutes. But, yeah, I just got up 8 o'clock in the morning and just fucking walked out this person's house, still half drunk, feeling super violated.
Not a good drinker, James Bailey.
No, but then I told you about the chick in the dirt. My knees were fucked up for, like, a week after that. I fucked this one girl who's her head was so fucking big and her mouth, she had like, she looked like the Cheshire cat. Like, it was an unusually big mouth on a fucking big ass melon for a chick.
Sure.
And like, to the point I had sex with her my old house in Wisconsin. My roommate Wes was down at a two-story house. He's downstairs. Like, this chick wakes up in the morning. She's, like, asking me questions, and I'm just being the biggest piece of shit. I'm like, God, fucking take a right here and go on this street. It's the third house fucking down. And I'm, like, rolling my, like, turning my back to her, like, not even getting out of the bed and, like, just being an ass. And I walk her downstairs with, like, a gentleman. And she was like, all right, bye, thank you. And I was like, yeah, fuck, have a great night. And I go to walk into my, and it's, you know, 9 o'clock in the morning. And I walk in the living room, my roommate's already awake. And he just looks at me, and he smiles, and he goes, so, how was Big Face? And I went, nope. And I went upstairs and went back to bed. I was like, I'm not dealing with this early.
Yeah, it's funny how, like, I mean, I wouldn't say I'm a stud by any means, but I've done all right in my time. I still feel like I need to get a few more before I could, like, settle down. But I'm, like, ready almost to, like, find a chick that I want to spend a lot of time with and just be done with it. But now I'm at the point where I can turn it down really easily. I had this one girl come over from downtown, and she drove here, and she was like, you got to come get me. I'm like, you're out in front of my apartment complex. She's like, I know, but you got to come get me. And it was just that she wanted me to do something for her. She wanted me to give a little bit, and I was like, you know where I live. Stop playing. Just come in. The door's unlocked. Just come in. And she's like, no, you got to come get me. I was like, forget it, and I hung up on her. And it's so nice being able to do that. Like, it's great.
Oh, my God.
It's great, you know, hooking up or whatever, but it's also really awesome to tell a chick no.
I did that in Wisconsin. Because I went to high school up there. Basically, like, when I went to high school down here, I lost a bunch of weight. So, like, I was already skinny. But, like, when I was in Wisconsin, I was super fat. So, when I went back, I moved back up for a couple years in my mid-20s. And that's, you know, like I said, that's when I was killing it. And I remember I was at this Halloween party at a bar. It wasn't Boulevard. What the fuck was the name of that bar? But anyway, I mean, there's, you know, a couple, like, there's probably, like, 150 people. It's a really big bar. It's like one of those bars that has like a sports area outside, which they're super popular in Wisconsin, where you're like, you'll go to a bar and there'll be like 4 to 6 fucking volleyball courts out back. Sometimes there'll be basketball courts. There'll be like a fucking like, not
sounds
a very,
badass.
Yeah, like there'll be a putting green. I've seen bars with putting greens. I've seen ones with just ones where you can just drive it down, but it's not far. It's like 50 yards or whatever, runs along the back of the parking lot. Batting cages. There's a couple ballers with softball diamonds behind. I mean, like, because it's Wisconsin, like, there's not a lot to do, so huge fucking thing is sports and drinking.
That sounds awesome. I kind of want to open a bar like that with a basketball court, volleyball.
There's all kinds of fucking bars that are just like, all right, well, during this time of year, we have volleyball, and then there's basketball, and then the softball, and then there's fucking ultimate frisbee, and there's kickball, and there's fucking dodgeball. I mean, like, all year round, you can play some and they're all have alcohol involved with them.
Sweet.
There's a kickball league where they just have a keg on second base. And, like, that's just, and you can't get past second base without chugging a beer. Mm. So, like, if you're trying to, like, run it inside the park home run, good luck, boy. But where the fuck was I going? Oh, so I'm at the Halloween party. And had met up with a chick from high school, like, just happened to bump into her. She still looked fucking great, and she was one of the few people that was always super sweet to me in high school because I was fat and I was brown in a rich white school.
Yeah.
So, like, nah, they were not having it. But, like, we run into this chick who had always been kind of shitty to me, but only when other people were around. Mm-hmm. Like, if me and her we had a couple classes together in my junior and senior year, I remember, and if we got to class early where, like, it just happened to be us, hey, Jay, what's going on? Oh, hey, girl, what's going on? You know, and we bullshit for a few minutes, and it'd be really sweet, or, like, you know, if we bumped into each other, like, a study hall or something, or even that we lived in the same town, so if we saw each other, like, at the store, she'd be sweet, nice. But if anybody else was around, she's a complete fucking twat. Mm. So I was like, all right. I see her out, and I was like, I'm not even going to fucking say anything to this bitch. I've heard a bunch of things from her. Like, after high school, she married some dude and then cheated on him with, like, half the fucking other dudes that we graduated with, like, all this horrible shit. So she looks at me, and she's like, do I know you? I was like, yeah, you know me. And she's like, you look really familiar. And she's, like, rubbing on my shoulder at this point. I'm just looking at her, like, dead face right in the eye, and I'm like, it's Jay Bailey. And she was like, oh, my God, from Monona. I was like, yeah, from Monona. And she's like, you got so fine. And she started, like, feeling my arm. And when she did that, I, like, just twitched my shoulder to, like, flip her hand off me. And I just looked at her. I was like, yeah, I did, didn't I? And I turned my back and walked away. And I just heard, like, oh, what the fuck? Like, just mumbling her breath, like, eh. And I just walked away, didn't look back, didn't see her again at the party. I was just like, oh, fuck yeah, bitch. What's up? Best moment of my life.
Yeah, it feels good, man. Awesome. I'm telling you, telling chicks no is great.
Because we never get to do that. No. We're not condemned.
Well, you can, but you're going to sacrifice.
You're going to regret it.
Banging that person.
Yeah.
I honestly, at this point, I like the telling no more than.
Dude, I told this one chick, it was like 2 years ago, we were seeing each other, and we had broken up, and she kept hitting me up, and she was like, I can't believe fucking you're being an asshole about this. And I'm like, look, I'm not, like, I really wasn't trying to be. She was kind of losing her shit. And I was just trying to stay calm, and I'm like, you know, I don't want to fucking do this. She's calling me all kinds of an asshole and a bastard. Then she calms down. It's like text messages and Facebook messages and shit. She calms down a bit. We keep talking. And then she's just like, so maybe, you know, I can swing by sometime, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, I don't think that would be a good idea. You know what? You're a real fucking asshole. It's just like
dude,
and women are not prepared for that shit, dude.
No, they're not used to being told no.
They lose their fucking mind, son.
There's trade-offs to everything. I really believe in that yin and yang thing.
Yeah.
And there's definitely strengths to being a guy, and honestly, I'm glad I'm a guy. Yeah. But there's a lot of things that are cool about being a girl, too. So it's just the trade-off thing.
Yeah.
You know? Like, a girl can get dick whenever she wants to, pretty much. Doesn't matter what she looks like or anything.
I mean, she'll have to lower her standards, depending, but...
But not even necessarily. I mean, dudes are just trying to get it in. That's what we're programmed to do. We're programmed to spread our seed and
I think it's been long enough away that we can fucking pull back on that a little bit as an excuse. We're fucking horny men.
It's biology,
men are horny.
Dude. Yeah, but why are you horny? It's not because you want to be. It's because... Remember when you first started getting boners? Like, it'd be like, God, please just make it stop.
Yeah, but remember when you first got vagina? It just feels so...
I did not enjoy my first time.
What?
I hated my first time.
I mean, I hated my first time, too, but it still felt fucking great.
I didn't bone another chick for, like, a year after my first time because it was so bad. So bad.
Oh, man. I mean, I was trying to bone, like, the next day. Like, it didn't happen. I didn't fucking end for, I don't know, it was, like, a couple weeks, actually.
I think I told you, but I lost my virginity in the back of Largo Mall movie theater in a Ford Escape outside. And it was to a young lady who had a gimpy leg.
Oh.
And when...
You fucked a handicapped chick, dude?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. That was my first... But I was, like, 18, and I was like, I got to get this. I got to knock one out.
Was she at least hot?
No, not particularly, no. I mean, she wasn't hideous, but she was not... I wouldn't say... She was, like, a four and a half. Five.
Oh, that's pretty bad, dude.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. But I was not much better at this point, so... I was just a fat kid, so I wanted to knock one out. I wanted to get one done, and I decided to do that. And I don't know what a peat bog is, but her genitals were a peat bog. The odor and the smell, and I went head first because I wanted to get the whole experience out of the way.
Oh.
And I was so traumatized by it that I didn't know. And then when I finally did it again, I was like, oh, this is much better. This is what it's supposed to be. But it took me a long time.
The first time I went to go down on a chick, it didn't taste good. Mm-hmm. And I was like, this is bullshit. Like, I wanted this to taste good. Like, why doesn't this? And I was like, this is bullshit. I'm fucking done. I'm not doing this again. And I worked. I was throwing fucking stock at a gas station / convenience store / like movie store, small town Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And this older guy I worked with was like he's like 28, 29. He's just a fucking old perv.
Mm.
Like, he was fucking always talking about how he was smashing his girlfriend and shit. And I told him what happened. He's like, nah, bruh. He's like, you got to be prepared, man. The oils on your fingers mixed with the oils in their pussy, man. And
that's
it just makes
not
that
true.
Bad taste.
That's not true.
Have you ever went straight down on a puss with no fingering involved?
Probably. I mean,
if you really think about it, you probably haven't because it's not something that you normally do unless it's a thought to do it like that.
I actually remember that I have.
Have you?
Yeah.
It tasted different.
No.
It did for me.
It's not your finger. It's not the oil. That's absurd. That old man is full of shit.
Dude, it tastes different to me. When I go down on a chick.
What are you, fucking shoving your fingers in your ass or something? Why would your fingers be so bad?
No, just the natural oils on your fucking hands. Bullshit. Like, your hands have oil on them right now.
You're fucking out of your mind.
They do. Your hands are greasy as shit.
Well, I'm sure that there's oils on my fingers, but the idea that you're going to make a fucking alchemy set out of this girl's vagina with the oils in your fingers, that's preposterous.
Absolutely. What do you think fucking... That's what happens when things fucking meet. Two different substances meet. Something happens. A reaction happens. Sometimes
you're out of your mind. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life.
You're out of your mind. Fucking... hold on. I haven't been feeling good. I don't know if I told you that. I thought I was going to sneeze for anybody. Nobody else just saw me, like, cover my face for a second. Like, I thought I was going to sneeze. I didn't want to sneeze in the microphone. Trying to smoke, not sneeze.
Do you really believe that?
Dude.
That the oils in your fingers are going to change the organic composition of a lady's peat bog.
It's not going to change the fucking... It's just going to make it taste different. Because, all right, there's already juices and shit down there, right?
I get right? the idea, but are there already juices
down there?
Sure.
Okay, so you're mixing those juices with your finger, and you may be pulling your finger. Your finger tastes different. Put your finger in your mouth, taste your finger, play with the girl's cooter, taste your finger, tell me it don't taste different. What's to make you think that it's not going to work in reverse?
That's way more solution on your fingertips after you go in to a young lady's region.
Dude, I'm not saying it changes it forever, but for the next, until there's a new cycle of juices that flush that out.
With a stinky puss is what happened. That old man is a liar.
I'm telling you, dude, when I've gone straight down.
That's really
no
this
fucking,
is, this is
no
one of those
playing
things,
around. But I mean, you don't just do that, though.
I like to ask the question, what is one thing you know to be true that's a little odd? This is yours.
This is mine.
And it's odd.
It
and
is odd.
I think you're wrong.
I do not.
You know
I
it to be true.
I know it to be true.
Some old pervert
heart of
on
hearts.
Your street told you that.
No, dude, we worked together. Fuck, what did I just do?
What did you do?
Hold on. I did this
just
before.
Hit,
and
just
I just
said
do,
okay.
Okay. And then I do...
Hit this button.
This
at the
button?
Bottom, yeah.
Okay.
And
I did something.
Hit the voice recorder.
Right. Oh, okay, there we go.
Should be good.
Yeah, we're good. I did that before, and it took me a second because I don't have an iPhone. I didn't do the... hits from the bowl or bowl hits, whatever I was high enough to remember. I have them written down, so we'll just talk about them.
Okay. Hopefully it's stuff I know about.
I only have four of them? Yeah. So the first one is Prince. I want to talk about him
because
he was amazing, and he was magical, and he was just a greater human being than most human beings will ever be.
Okay.
And I've seen different memes and things relating him to MJ, Michael Jackson, and also to Whitney Houston, and it has angered me greatly. Whitney Houston was at one time an amazing vocalist and probably could have been and was supposed to be, you know, like the next great R&B singer. She should have been our generation's fucking R&B singer. She really should have. And then she started doing crack and coke and fucking wasting her life away and making a spectacle of herself, and then she OD'd in a bathtub. More of her years were spent on crack cocaine than were spent being Whitney Houston, I believe. I'm not going to fucking do the math, pull up everything on Wikipedia and whatnot, but I would almost guarantee that the length of time from her last, from her first to her last album versus from when she kind of fell off doing cocaine and crack and to when she died, to when she died is much longer. Michael Jackson, maybe, you know, make whatever arguments you want for, you know, how he was raised and how that childhood was fucked up. I don't forgive him for touching children. He bleached his fucking skin. He did his hair different. He faked a marriage. He faked children. You know, skin disease or whatnot aside, you can't tell me that as black as he was when he was born, that he had sex with Lisa Marie Presley's white ass and both them kids came out blonde-haired and blue-eyed. Not a fucking tinge
of
darkness.
No, those aren't Lisa Marie's kids.
I thought he had a kid with Lisa Marie Presley. Well, no. Either way, like...
No, he had a... It's this woman, Debbie something, and she was pretty much just an egg donor.
Well, it doesn't matter whose mother is, because... the point still remains is that black-ass Michael Jackson did not have them two white-ass kids from his fucking sperm. Mm. You know, like, everybody and every fucking buddy. This is what pissed me off about Whitney Houston and Michael Jackson. Maybe not as much with Whitney because she had, I think she was just trying to start to turn things around, whereas Michael just kept going more and more insane. But everybody in the fucking world before they died, say like the week before they died, were calling them, making fun of them. They were the butt of jokes and, you know, comedian stand-up specials and fucking late-night monologues, and everybody hates them. But as soon as they died, everybody's like, oh, they're so great, they're so wonderful. Shut up. Mm. I did this in a post on Facebook. I'm saying it now. Stop that shit. Prince was fucking better than both of them. They were both, everybody was amazing musicians. But Prince took his life in the correct direction and continued to put out fucking new music, didn't fuck up anybody else's life, didn't fuck up his own life, and was an amazing human being. These other two turned into giant pieces of shit. That's my opinion. What you got on that, Will?
I never thought about Prince. I wasn't a huge fan of his music. Now, after he died, I had heard that he helped a lot of the communities, the black communities, and he was a Jehovah's Witness, so he didn't brag about it. Did it kind of anonymously, I guess. Yeah. I heard that I didn't know he wrote as many songs as he did, not only performed his own hits, but wrote a lot of other people's major hits.
Oh, he has songs recorded, supposedly, that they could release an album a year for like 100 years.
No, not that many, but for a long time, probably, yeah. I'm sure he has a lot of recordings.
Maybe it was 10
I think
years.
He's a talented guy. It wasn't really my cup of tea.
Right.
But I definitely know more about him now that he's dead, which is kind of sad. But I heard he had AIDS, too. I don't know if that's true.
I didn't. Did I? I want to say maybe I did hear that, but I kind of heard it like just somebody said it, and I thought they were just, you know, bullshitting around, like, reasons why he would have died. Because I saw, the one thing I did see was that they're saying that he had OD'd from Percocet, like, the week before when he was, you know, when they had to emergency land the plane and shit.
So probably that, I would imagine.
I mean, but you know what? As much as it would suck to be like, here's somebody that I thought was so amazing that turns out did have a serious drug problem.
Yeah, but who cares? I mean, it sucks that they're gone, but if they were still a good person, even with the drug problem.
Well, it's just, you know, when you hear about certain people and you think like, oh my God, like that's the perfect person. Like, and then you hear something, you know, it's like, oh man, fuck. Like, you know, it's, you want to still have a hero, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I didn't really like
I don't mean to say, like, I hero worshipped him, but you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, yeah. I kind of agree with you, though, with the people have a tendency to just put themselves, it's like they lost their uncle, you know, on Facebook. Like, they're so upset. It's just like, what the fuck? Like, who, I mean, not that who cares, but, like, does it really need to be said? I mean, I don't understand everybody tries to relate to everything that happens. Every death they try to relate to and make it somehow about themselves. I saw him in concert in 1993. Yeah. Who gives a fuck? Nobody cares. Just, move on with your life. People die every day.
I hate it when they do that with celebrities. But if you try to talk about something that actually has some substance, like, you try to talk about, you know, fucking genocides in another country or fucking, you know, civil war in another country.
Yeah, even that.
You know, but, like, a lot of times they'll be like, wait, what? Like, what do you, like, you know what I'm saying? They're so vacant to anything, you know, it's actual human lives, but they can tell you, you know, the death year for the last, you know, five celebrities that passed, you know, or whatever.
It's the same thing with the politics on Facebook. It's like, you're not changing anybody's mind. You're not. The only thing, there's two things that will happen if you put a political post on Facebook. You either get that thumbs up like, or you're going to alienate one of your friends. Those are the two options. What's the point? You're not changing anybody's mind.
I do have to say something, though. The internet, it has been proven the internet really did change somebody's mind on something. It changed my mind. I no longer vape because of memes that just pick on people vaping all the time. I couldn't do it anymore. The internet persuaded me to make it to change. Plus, you know, I just wanted to quit for the money and shit.
Okay, so but I will limit that. Maybe it'll change your mind on some things, but politics, it's not going to change your mind.
No,
it was
just
bring
funny.
It down to that scope.
Oh, no, it was just because, you know, my friend Adam, we put up one that was like vaping in the non-specific restroom instead of, you know, smoking in the boys' room.
Yeah.
And he fucking posted on my timeline, and I was like, dude, I don't even vape anymore.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I'm like, too many memes like this would be like, two cartoon characters, one dude, I vape, me too. And then the next panel is them just like having butt sex.
Yeah.
Like, God damn it, guys.
Yeah, there's a certain type of folk that vape, and they're usually kind of scummy looking.
You know what? I did it to not smoke cigarettes.
I get it, man. I totally get it, dude.
I preferred it, man. It smelled good, tasted good. Mm-hmm. It was fun. It just got expensive and shit.
Yeah. Well, it's better. You know, it's also not great for you either, so.
I don't know. Every time I see one of those studies, it's always financed by fucking big tobacco company or tobacco lobbyists. And then if you look, every fucking article you can find saying what cigarettes, you know, or what e-cigs do that's harmful, you can find an article by an equally credible fucking source that's like, no, pump the fucking brakes. And the only thing that ever seems to get said is that the people who are anti e-cigs, they keep getting blamed by the e-cig. People be like, dude, you're just saying this because big tobacco is funding your research. Like, you're being funded by the tobacco companies, the ones that were, you know, whose sales were hurting. Why wouldn't you be lying? And then the other side just goes, did we mention that e-cigs are bad? Like, they don't try to
argue that fact
at all.
I know that's something that I battle with constantly when I look on the internet, is I don't know what's true anymore. You have to look at both sides and make a gut decision about what you think is reality. But in this scenario, it would make sense. It's probably not great for you. It's going to do harm, probably, inhaling something that's not nitrogen and oxygen into your lungs.
I'll give you that it's some. I mean, even if it's just truly water vapor like they say it is, it still probably can't be great for you.
It's still chemicals, too, that you're putting in there.
Nicotine, whatever else they have in there. Nicotine itself is about as harmful as caffeine or...
It's not great for you. I mean, it's still a drug that's going in. So, I mean, it would make sense it's probably not great for you, even if it's not seriously detrimental. It's not good.
Yeah, but it's a lot better than cigarettes, so...
Maybe.
I can tell you that probably. Just by the way I felt.
Yeah, probably. I would say that's probably true.
Just my general moving around, trying to go for a run or do anything, you know, that involved movement, I can tell you that they're way better than cigarettes.
Yeah.
Because my chest wouldn't hurt. I wouldn't run out of breath as quick.
Right.
I mean, but it was just, it got to the point where most of the people that were doing it were kind of douchey about it.
Yeah.
There are very few people anymore that were just kind of like, I did it, but I didn't try to be douchey. I didn't try to blow the biggest cloud I could. I didn't, you know, unless somebody triggered a conversation with me about it, I never really sat there and talked about, you know, the flavors and this and that and the other. But a lot of people were getting kind of douchey about it. So
yeah,
I was like, yeah, I might as well just quit. Fuck it.
Yeah, it's good for you, man. I mean, saving you money and you're not doing detriments to your body. Give you props.
Yeah, I just smoked the reef. But I don't drink, so it balances. It balances.
Yeah, you gotta have some vices.
All right. How horrible is Beyonce?
I don't know.
Pretty fucking horrible.
Tell me why. I don't know.
I think we talked about one of the beginning episodes. She's a fucking joke. Not joke thief, goddamn. She's a song thief. Like, there's been 10 or 15 fucking lawsuits and accusations and. You know, about her stealing this song or that song or stealing the beats for this and stealing the hook for that and not giving full credit to this. I mean, it goes back to pretty much ever since she left Destiny's Child.
Mm-hmm.
Like, as soon as she went solo, backup singer. And it's always people that are, it's always, like, backup singers. And, you know, people that are, you know, are supposed to, you know, be helping her write shit. Like, she just seems to be like, oh, okay, nobody knows who you are. You don't have a name. I'm fucking Beyonce Knowles, so I'm just going to... If 10 of them, something's got to be... You know what I'm saying? There's got to be a running theme here. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't get accused of the same thing 10 times and be like, dude, I never did that one thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, Bill Cosby gets accused of fucking raping chicks like 40-something times, like... You're not going to get 40 very similar accusations. Well, maybe because he's famous, but I still believe he did some shit. But, fuck, I forgot. Oh, yeah. And she's not a great role model as everybody thinks she is for kids.
Oh, I agree with that. Yeah, definitely.
She's very, very sexualized. Everything's very sexualized.
Yep.
The fact that she married one of the ugliest dudes walking who just happens to be a fucking billionaire business mogul in a similar, same business, different genre, you know, kind of different, you know, R&B, rap, whatever. But, like, pretty much the same, you know, same business, like, light years above you on the business side of it. Plus, he's put out way more albums, been around, like,
I kind of feel bad for her, though, because what is she going to do? Like, she's kind of at the top of the food chain. She can't marry down.
Why not?
I guess, like, Oprah did. But Stedman had, like, $10 million. He was worth, like, $10 million.
Dude, this is going to be a horrible example, but Britney Spears fucked her backup dancer. They had known each other.
Look how that worked out.
But they had known each other from, like, high school or some shit, or, like, they're from the same town, something like that.
I feel bad for her, because there's not many dudes that Beyonce could be with, and people would look at her, like, with respect.
I don't believe that. I just don't think that. I mean, and don't get me wrong, Jay-Z is probably fucking an amazing dude who's fucking really smooth talking and everything. And, like, I'm sure the fact that he is Rockefeller and the fact that he is, like, who he is, he just brings a certain swagger everywhere he goes that I'm sure helps overcome that camel face.
Yeah.
Like, don't get me wrong. And if Jay-Z would ever hear this, I would deny everything to his face and call him a gentleman and a scholar. I would bitch up real quick to Jay-Z and The Rock. But she's not a good role model. She sexualizes everything. It's just,
Well, there really aren't any good role models out there.
Fucking Steph Curry's wife,
Yeah, Steph Curry's wife, exactly.
No. I said it like that because I couldn't remember her name because I smoke a lot of weed. Aisha, I think. Dude, she's fucking, I've seen, like, a bunch of memes of her and shit. And, like, she does videos with, like, it shows her, like, cooking for her family, like, trying to show different recipes.
Uh-huh.
People have turned them into memes where it says just, it says shit like, now I'm going to use an unfertilized egg for this recipe. I know some of you hoes don't know what that is. this recipe should feed the whole family. I know some of you hoes will have to triple the ingredients for all your baby daddies.
You know what that is? It's, because women who are wives are looked down upon now. They're sellouts. They're not real women. Everyone wants to kick ass, you know. Yeah. I'm a kick-ass independent chick. I fuck and make my own money, and I'm a dude, pretty much. If you're not equal. A dude, you're a sellout. But yeah, I think, that's great. But even you don't know her name. She's Steph Curry's wife. It's somebody who's in the public eye.
I just forgot her name because I smoke a lot of pot.
She's a wife, and she probably should be venerated. She's got a great family. She's got the cute little kid. I've seen their kid. She's adorable. Yeah.
And she does, just because I'm just now becoming familiar with her, like, doesn't mean that she hasn't been out there. It's just I'm kind of I'm a pothead. I don't pay attention a lot.
Right. But I'm sure. But Beyonce is out there, and she's empowering the females because she's so powerful.
Because she's able to make money off of her body.
She's Oprah part two.
Yeah, except Oprah had to do it with fucking talent because Oprah was not a little fucking thin.
Well, look at Oprah too, though. She's a billionaire. She's a media. Empire and yeah, she's right, but she doesn't have any kids. She doesn't really have a family. She has Stedman. I mean,
that's still a choice that she's made, though. But that's done so much to help.
Like, and there are some women who should do that, but probably like maybe 5% are housewives.
They should
venerate the housewife. They don't do that anymore.
Yeah, and like, because Oprah does show that, you know, you can still be an amazing woman without having kids and not being a mother. Because of all the people she's helped and all the good she's done for the world and just what a good... You've never heard about Oprah catching some side dick, Oprah drunk driving through Chicago, right. You know, Oprah arrested with a half ounce of cocaine.
She's the exception. She's not the rule. But every woman aspires to be this dude. Basically, they want to go start a business. And then when they're 40, they come home and their eggs are all dried up.
I mean, which
and,
is fine. If that's...
And then they come home and say, "Mommy's home," to their little dogs that they have.
Or
and
their
then
cats.
They cry at night because they don't have kids. But
that's not all women. Let's peel
not,
that back.
I never said that. I never said it was all women.
All women is what Will said. And
no,
that number
that's
is
not
8,
what I said.
813-693-2124.
That is certainly what I said.
Well, no, and that's fine if that's, you know, the life choice that they made, but they should at least let girls know that, hey, you know what, there is an option out there. There's nothing wrong with being a proud woman who takes care of her husband and her children and keeps a good home. Like, they used to only give that as an option, and then Women's Lib was like, that's no longer an option. It's like, well, hold on. Now, if you want to do other things, that's cool. Like, I'm all for equal rights, but don't shit on history. Like, there's still plenty of good things that used to happen that can still happen.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it just, let's give people the option. Let's let them know that both are great. Let's not put down one. Mm-hmm. I hate it when people are like, oh, you're just a housewife.
Yeah, I know. And that's the attitude that our generation holds. I got a friend of mine who is like that now. Oh, kids are gross. It's disgusting. I'm never having kids. I'm not taking my husband. If I ever get married, I'm not taking his name. I'm not. It's just like, why?
See, that's kind of a, I mean, peace. I understand the feminist point. I mean, I don't understand it. I get what they're saying, because one of the arguments is that, like, it just shows that marriage is ownership over a woman. She is your property. That's why you put your last name on it and hers disappears. And it's like, all right, you know what? Maybe that's what it meant back in the fucking medieval times when, like, you were also paying two goats for your wife. Mm-hmm. But nobody fucking looks at it like that anymore. They just look at it like, oh, they're a married couple. They have the same name. They're one family. Like,
yeah.
So, yeah, like, if I ever get married, yeah, I'd want my wife to take my last name. If she's in entertainment and she wants to, you know, keep performing under whatever name or acting or whatever, yeah, that's fine. Like, you know, don't change your whole fucking brand. I mean, if you want to change, great. But I would like your legal documents to have my last name. Mm-hmm. Or whatever, you know. Who knows? I'll probably never get married. I'll probably die alone with cats.
So Beyonce sucks.
Beyonce sucks.
All right.
We got two more. And because I only have two more. We're going to do Dream. We're going to close on Dream Apocalypse.
I've already done mine in a previous episode.
Oh, you don't have another one? All right. We'll do this one, and then we'll talk about movies, even though I know you don't have any.
Oh, wait. Did I? Oh, I watched a couple movies.
Oh, shit. Yeah, look at Big Will contributing. Yeah. All right. So this one, Pope Francis... the new Pope was quoted as saying, you can't download happiness. Because he was talking about, like, you know, just be careful with this obsession with technology and always, you know, looking at your phone and everything's, you know, the new phone, the new iPad, the new computer. I'm paraphrasing, like, fucking crazy, of course.
Right.
But, like, that was he said the words, happiness cannot be downloaded. And, you know, he's had Bernie Sanders out there. And fucking, what else? He's kind of peeled back on, like, the, hey, let's chill the fuck out on birth control and gay people. And, like, he's kind of just, like, you know what I'm saying? He's trying to make the church more moderate. Do you think, like, this might be the agent for change? Like, to see somebody like this trying to create change and, like, you know, trying to move along such an archaic and stoic society as the Roman Catholic Church, do you think this is maybe a hint of the change, like, of a positive change for the world in becoming more even keeled?
Actions speak louder than words, and I haven't seen him take any action whatsoever. The church has billions and billions of dollars that it's hoarding that it could give away to help people with. I don't like the contradictions, the double standards.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Pope came out against building a wall with Mexico. The Vatican has a wall around it to protect from invading armies.
Yeah, but that was built fucking how many hundreds of years ago?
Long time ago. But
and
I'm
now it's
sure,
just a part of tradition.
I'm not sure it's not maintained.
Oh,
though.
I'm sure
you
it
know
is
what
maintained,
I'm saying?
But so is the Great Wall of China.
I don't think the Great Wall of China is maintained anymore.
It has
I don't
to be
know.
Maintained.
Maybe,
it's still...
No, the wall is crumbling.
Yeah,
the
but they have to maintain somewhat. They have people walking on it all the time and shit.
Yeah, but there are a lot of sections that fell down. And, it's not what it once was. No, I'm not. They should maintain. I'm not sure about the Vatican if it's maintained or not, but I would imagine it probably is.
I would say it should be, and I would say the Great Wall of China should be. Those are traditions. Like it's a great historical landmark of something that, you know, it's easy for us to build that shit now with the technology and machinery and know-how that we have now, but thousands of years ago when that shit was built, that's fucking amazing. That absolutely should be maintained.
So, yeah, but ahead. I don't know if it's maintained for historical value or to keep people out.
Come on out. Nobody's trying to. They let people in all the time. It's not like China's really going, whoa, 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 you hang on, Mongolians.
Yeah.
Back the fuck up.
I gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I gotcha. They do tours on the Great Wall of China. They do tours in the Vatican. So, yeah.
I know.
It's a lot different than, hey, Beaners, get down there. We're going to build this wall and you ain't coming over. But you would like to see more charitable stuff besides them just saying, hey, chill out. You want to see it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a very religious person or anything. I don't really follow the Pope either. But when he has Bernie Sanders out there saying this is what, you know, America needs, pretty much, you know, that was kind of a silent endorsement of Bernie Sanders. And they have all this money that's just they're hoarding, and they collect. I don't know what they collect a year, but it's got to be in the hundreds of millions at the very least that they just hoard and sit on. I mean, I know they do some stuff, but they could be pouring that throughout the world and making the world a better place.
A lot of orphanages?
Yeah, but they shouldn't have this huge surplus of, I think they have over $1 billion.
Oh, yeah, they're the largest single property owner in the world.
And you got to give your 15, you're supposed to give 15% of your paycheck to the church. Maybe 10. Still, that's a lot.
Yeah.
And if every Catholic's doing that, then that is a...
Oh, yeah. No, not every Catholic's doing
right.
that.
Right, I know. But they're still collecting a lot of money every year. They're not spending it. And
I mean,
it seems
some
like
are.
This guy's all talk. I don't... A lot of people say that the Pope's so great, but I don't really see him doing anything great. He's just a big mouth.
I think that in a... How am I trying to phrase this here? In a institution, that's the word I was looking for. In an institution like the Catholic Church, something that's been around for so many fucking hundreds and thousands of years and is very rigid on their rules, like this is the first we've even heard anybody talk about relaxing them a little bit, let alone implementing a fucking, you know, sweeping change.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, yeah, obviously, I'm with you. I'd like to see some shit happen. That'd be great. But at the same time, like, you know what? It's still a pretty big fucking step just to have somebody coming out at the head of this.
And well, I'm not surprised. I mean, eventually it was going to catch up. We're pretty
pretty
modern for the most part.
Eventually. And that's what I'm saying exactly. Like, I mean, I just can't think of another time when any pope or really any religious leader has come out and asked for change. Is somebody here?
I don't know.
Yeah, let's no. We're gonna see what happens here. We're almost done. We're towards the end. I can pause it if I need to. What's going on here?
Oh, it's Kevin.
Who's
Kevin's here?
Oh.
Hey, I'm recording.
Will's friend Kevin stopped by. Oh, he was just saying hi.
He had his little puppy.
Oh, he's his puppy with him. Oh, that's so
adorable.
He's got
two little pups, two brother dogs that he adopted.
Oh. That's fucking adorable, man. what was I saying? I thought that was going to be more exciting, but it wasn't. But it's still cool. The potential was there.
Yeah. Scared the shit out of me. I'm not used to having people knock on my door.
What the fuck?
Weird. That's weird. Like, that's new with technology.
Yeah.
Like, you can't stop by anymore.
Sebastian Maniscalchi? I think that's how you say his name. Really funny comedian. He's been blown up.
Did you do a bit about this?
Yeah.
Damn it, because I was just like, I'm going to write that down and put that one.
Oh,
in
no, dude. His bit's fucking hilarious, too, because he talks about, like, he's like, remember back in the day? And I can't do it. It's like this New York kind of fucking accent, but it's not, like, it's not even to the point where it annoys me like they sometimes do. But he's like, back in the day, somebody knock at your door, your whole family get excited, like, oh, do you hear that? Somebody's here. Get the cake. There was always cake. And, like, he just goes in this whole thing about how, like, you know, the kids would slide up to the door in their socks, and the parents would open the door and be like, hey, what are you doing here? I was in the neighborhood. I thought I'd check on the comment. And, like, it was a big event. Yeah. And now with technology, it's like somebody fucking...
It's a murder.
Like you see the headlights in the fucking... coming to the driveway. You're like, everybody get out. Yeah. Shut off the fucking lights. Grandma, get down.
Yep.
You're peeking out the windows and shit. And it's like, yeah, dude, without like... Nobody ever just stops by. Like, I remember doing that as a kid. Like, you just stop by somebody's house. Hey, bro, was in the neighborhood.
All right.
Saw your car out front. What's good?
Yeah, I always, you know, you got to text. Make sure that I don't even use a phone to call anymore. I just text.
And it's very rare that I call anybody.
Yeah, same.
It's usually just like, you know, when I was pulling up, it's easier for me to call you and be like, hey, do you want some coffee than to, like, text and wait for you to answer. And
right.
But, like, yeah, if I don't need, like, an immediate response, then I'm just like, yeah, I'll fucking text. I'm not going to call this person.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, but back to the thing. Oh, Pope Francis. Like I said, yeah, I'd love to see him actually institute some change and, you know, do something with that money, you know, maybe build some more homeless shelters. Because what they said there was, oh, God damn it, I wish I could remember numbers. But, you know, however many 800,000 churches there are in the United States, how many of them are empty? How many of them can be homeless shelters at night? And a lot of them are. A lot of, you know, churches do convert into homeless shelters, and they allow people there and everything. But, yeah, maybe he could do more. But just the fact that he's up talking about it as the leader of this, who's...
It's the least he could do.
Well, no, it's not. Because the last, you know, however many years, that's the least they could do. Nothing. They did absolutely nothing. They hid pedophilia. You know, they're like, oh, no, there's nothing going. No, those 72 cases against one priest isn't, I don't know, we moved him just because, you know, it's vacation time. We like to shuffle it up. Like, you know what I'm saying? They buried it, fucking hit it, did whatever they had to do. And I don't know, maybe this one will do the same thing. Maybe he'll just come out, like, I'm kind of waiting for that. Like, if a big fucking pedophilia case breaks out, which I don't think, you know, they big ones break out anymore. I think everybody's so cautious because all that shit all them years ago.
Yeah.
But like if one were to break out, I'd be interested to see his response, to see if he goes with the status quo or to see if he continues to kind of go against the grain and is like, nope, public execution, here you go.
Yeah, we'll see, I guess. I don't know. I don't buy him, but
what if he did a public execution?
Of who?
A pedophile priest.
That'd be weird.
He gets the priest back. He's like, oh, no, don't worry about it, John. We're going to take care of you, man. Just come back to the fold, dog. We got you. And then, like, he walks him out to the square, and he's got him, like, hung, like, by his wrists, like, dangling above a platform. He's all, like, beat up and bruised. And they're like, you want to know what the Catholic Church is about, motherfucker? Touch a kid and get this. Like,
Jesus, what is this, Islam? God damn.
Dude, that'd be fucking... Nah, man. Just because they're white, not brown, so it's cool. Isn't that how you white people work?
No. Not me, anyways. I don't know.
Oh, Will, you Trump-supporting bastard.
I'm not. You can accuse me of that all day.
I will.
Like if you don't like Bernie Sanders and you're a Trump supporter, that's the way people label you.
Or a Hillary supporter.
I've met zero people who are Hillary supporters.
And yet which is.
It's amazing, isn't it, that she wins all these states.
Dude.
I know I have a small sample size, but I've not met one person who says they're voting for Hillary.
I can't believe either, too, that if she wins the nomination and if it's Trump versus Hillary.
It's going to be hilarious.
Dude, it's going to be the ugliest fucking... Like, I know people say it all the fucking time. Legit, bro, I might go to Canada.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of people say that. I've heard them say that with Obama, and I heard them say it with Bush, too.
Nobody's
done it.
Yeah, but you know me, bitch. I'll leave. Like, I'm only hanging around because my daughter's in
Ohio. Why don't you go down to Mexico? It's warmer.
Granted, I would blend in better, and it would be easier for me to say, like, no, I'm no American, man. Fucking eche de Mexico, man. Heche, I don't know. I'm trying to say made in Mexico. Heche in Mexico, me. I don't know. Fuck that. I'd rather go to Canada where I don't have to worry about getting kidnapped and I can just smoke weed and
there
fucking throw rocks at mooses.
There you go.
And fucking I'll do comedy up in Toronto. I'll have to get a fake passport and shit. I just don't want to say
I'm
American.
You pretty much wouldn't want to live anywhere but Toronto, I think, in Canada. Maybe Vancouver would be cool.
I like the wilderness, bro. When the zombie apocalypse hits, I might move up to the Yukon there. It's pretty in the month or so of summer it has. It's pretty.
I wouldn't want to live in there. Toronto would be cool. And I'd like to visit Vancouver. I heard it's really beautiful. God damn it, James.
I am a fuck-up.
Yeah.
I don't
go
know.
Go to Canada. Go ahead.
Go to Canada. I don't know. I just... I mean...
With the
like,
male
model. Are we all forgetting that at any moment Hillary Clinton could be indicted?
Yeah, I know.
Like, I keep not
seeing that.
She won't,
but she could. I also saw a story that a lot of her speeches that she gave may have been against the rules for running for president, too. She took a lot of money from Wall Street for speeches.
Oh, God, she took so much money. And that's been a huge issue. Like, what? How does somebody who could possibly... It's not like... I mean, I could possibly be indicted for a fucking felony, maybe. I could be falsely accused of something, sure. But there's not months of investigative work going, hey, man, just so you know, we might bust you any second now. And I'm like, oh, no, that's cool, man. I'm still going to run for president. Mm-hmm. Like, that just doesn't make sense to me. Like, at any minute now, you could be found guilty of a federal fucking offense.
Yeah.
That it looks pretty obvious from what little bit of information I do fucking have and things that I've heard. Fucking she should be in jail. Bottom line.
I agree. But unfortunately, when you have that much money and power, things don't happen the way they do for normal people.
I listened to Rogan's podcast, and he had a guy on there who was like, who used to run operations for the CIA, and now he owned like his own private security firm, and like he was considered, he knew a bunch of shit about a bunch of shit, basically.
Mm.
And they kind of started to talk about that, and he was like, look, I can't really say a bunch of stuff on that, but what I can say is that if me and you were found guilty of doing the exact same thing she was, we would be in jail right now.
Yep. The system is definitely broken. I believe that we need a overhaul of everything, pretty much. And, it's definitely... I guess an oligarchy now at this point, plutocracy.
Who knows? Maybe fucking that weird guy that we had met that one night was right, and maybe there is a fucking secret cabal running everything.
Wait, who's this?
Remember that guy that we met that didn't want to be mentioned on the radio?
Oh, yeah. No, he's not right. He's out of his mind. He's crazy. I love him, but he's...
I don't know, man. It's the more I look at this shit, dude. Fucking Hillary... And Donald Trump, man, are you fucking serious?
Yeah, that's pretty sad that those are the two best that the party could throw out there.
I mean...
And Trump was kind of a surprise. I don't think no one really expected him. And that's kind of why I do like him. Like, the support that I do have for him, or not support, but the... things that I like about him is
that... came out. Will's a Trump supporter. He said it.
No. But it's all out of spite, though. It's not because I actually like him. I just like that he's so free with what he says, and I think he shook things up for the GOP a lot, which needed to be shook up. And now he said a lot of things. This is how out of touch that politicians are with regular America. Like he said, I think we should build a wall. And Bush and Marco Rubio are like, what? No, you're crazy, man. We love immigrants. And then everybody was like, no, we don't. We're going to vote for Trump now. And then they're like, wait. Okay. So they don't know. And this guy is a pop culture figurehead who's been successful in media and I guess successful in his business. I don't know. He's worth a lot of money.
I love how people argue like he's not worth five. He's not worth $10 billion. He's worth maybe $5 billion.
Yeah,
well, maybe $4 billion. Like, dude, we're still saying billion, not thousand.
Exactly.
We're saying billion, not.
They
like,
talk about too with him. They'll be like, he's a terrible businessman. It's like, he's got like $3 billion. He must be doing something right. Like he's had some failures in business, but he's a risk taker. You're not gonna succeed with every business you start. You're gonna fail more than
you failed. And do you have fucking $4 billion to show for? Like,
exactly.
Fuck, dude. Let me fail like that.
I know.
Let me
be a horrible. He's not perfect. He didn't succeed in every business venture he tried, so he's a fuck up. It's like you're a retard.
Oh my god.
He gets unfairly criticized, I think. That's what I'm saying. Like that's the support that I'm just like fuck you, because it's all just like he's. I don't know.
I don't think he gets... God Damn it. All right.
He gets quoted unfairly.
There's enough to hate him about that people don't need to twist shit.
Yeah, totally.
And that's what annoys me. If you're going to hate him, hate him for the shit that there is to hate about. Don't twist it. But that's with everybody. It's not just Trump.
Yeah.
But, dude, Fuck. He might win.
I think Hillary would crush him in the general election. I think she's going to end up being our next president, unfortunately.
It depends on how fucking.
But
he goes, dude.
It's not scary if Hillary Clinton gets in. It's just going to be the same as it was. Nothing's going to change.
You know what I think is going to be scary is I think that groups like ISIS and every other fucking terrorist organization out there that is Muslim, and not just Muslim. There's another one too, but I can't think of it right now. That basically because they hold women in such low regard. That us having a, and I hate to say it like this because I don't think this, like, I don't think it would be, but like, to a lot of those religions, and not all of them, just the extremists, only the fucking terrorist extremists, not all Muslims, but the just cover my bases.
I know,
but the extremists,
I know what you mean, though.
But the extremists look so fucking lowly upon women that us having a female president as a country is going to make us look weak as shit, and they are going to ramp up attacks.
They're already doing everything they can right now. They're not holding back right now. Those dudes are going full force.
I think there's only one, maybe two groups even looking to come at us, but I think with a woman as president, every fucking group out there. And other
groups. How are they going to get here?
How do the fucking other groups get here?
Build rowboats and
dude,
paddle over here?
They'll get here the same fucking way that if those two San Bernardino shooters were fucking truly, and I.
Oh, so maybe we should vet Muslims before letting them in the
country.
No, we shouldn't do that. So we're going to let them in here then.
All right, Trump.
See, no, I'm just saying. I'm just asking you.
No, I mean, no, it's going to be fucking impossible. We're going to have to ramp up internet because I think internet security is going to be the how they get in because that's supposedly how the two San Bernardino. Shooters that quote unquote got converted, if that's in fact what they were allegedly, but you know, it was through internet and chat rooms and a bunch of the French terrorist attacks and the Belgians, like a lot of shit was found to be
so
being
those
done
are
through
homegrown,
like, yeah, like
those
they,
are homegrown terrorists.
Some of
the
terrorists are already here, that's what I'm saying,
right?
So, I mean, it's not like you know what I'm saying, like that's the major threat now because of social, I think, anyway, and I could be a fucking idiot, I probably am a fucking idiot. But because of social media, and I don't think I'm the first person to say this either, but because social media and the internet and, you know, Twitter and fucking Snapchat and, you know, basically everything, you can do these private messages. Dude, you can do private messages on Words with Friends.
Mm-hmm.
Who the fuck is going to think? What, you know, FBI agency is going to, like, let me check someone's data usage and their Words with Friends account? You're not going to think that. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I've also seen, I saw a story yesterday, a headline, that the NSA has so much metadata now, it's impossible to go through. They have too much.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's going to be an issue.
I mean, theoretically, with this podcast, when we go to put it up on the internet, could get flagged because of this basically this whole conversation we've just been having. But it might not get listened to for fucking 25 years. You know what I'm saying? Because it's just going to be, and that's if it ever gets listened to. And the only reason I'm even giving it that short of a time frame is because we've said terrorists and all this shit about 50 million times.
Right.
I'm just trying not to string together those magic words.
Yeah, no, I hear you, man. But I don't think it'd be any different with Hillary or. They're still want to kill us. They're still going to want to kill us, no matter who we elect president. So
I think with Hillary, we'll just have more.
Going to be exactly the same.
We might not feel it necessarily right away, but I think it's going to be ramped up, and I think it's going to be up to the CIA and the CIA, because that's what they do. It's going to have to do some nasty shit. Like, people always, you know, I don't want to say.
I think they're probably already doing that, though, man.
Yeah, but there's going to have to be a lot more. I mean, there might be one or two units out there that are doing, like, the nasty, nasty shit that nobody wants to think about.
I think it's already happening.
And we might have to turn our heads a little bit fucking further. You know what I'm saying? Give them a little two-inch blind spot. We might have to widen that up a bit.
I know what you mean, but I don't agree. I think it's going to be the same. Same shit.
I mean, we'll see, man. Who knows?
The plutocracy will reign on. bankers are still going to make a bunch of money. That's one of the movies I watched. I watched The Big Short.
Oh, how was that, man?
It was pretty good. I'm not smart enough to follow it. So, and they tried, too. Like, in the movie, they used big, you know, these terms, these banking terms, and they tried to explain it to you.
Right.
But even then, I'm still like, I don't know what the hell's going on. But basically, at the end, the rundown is what happened in 2008 is happening now with these other things, products. They're doing the same thing all over again. And a lot of people are going to get rich again. And
a lot of people are going to get broke.
And unfortunately, it looks like that it's going to be us. Poor people. Oh, yeah. They're going to get fucked again.
Was it a good movie, though, at least?
Yeah, you should
I've
check
heard
it out.
Was really good.
Yeah, I liked it.
I'm not sure if
I wish I was smarter so I could understand that shit, but
I'm pretty sure everybody's aware of it, but, you know, because of your, you don't do a lot of movies
You know what
anyway.
I did watch, too?
Oh, what you got?
I watched Deadpool.
Oh, my God. I love that movie.
It's pretty good. I liked it. I enjoyed it. And I also watched Batman versus Superman.
I have not heard good things.
I thought it was kind of cool. I read some of the things that people said about it, and I guess since I'm not a huge comic book guy, I could overlook some of these things.
You could just kind of pull back more.
Yeah,
and,
right. Yeah. But I thought it was all right. I mean, I didn't think it was great, but it wasn't bad. I want to see that Hardcore Henry movie.
That looks pretty cool.
That's on my list of things to watch.
For people that don't know, Hardcore Henry is shot entirely in first person.
Right. It's like watching a video game.
Yeah, like fucking, oh, it's so cool, though, like. Because I listened to the podcast, Charlto, the guy who directed it, he was in the A-Team, he was in Area 51, he was in Elysium. Really cool actor, really cool guy, listened to the podcast, but he was like, you know, talking about how Hardcore Harry is like part Android, like they did a bunch of robotics to him, and like it's throughout the movie, it's him discovering how strong and fast and good he actually is. But he's like, dude, there's a lot of scenes that we had to like, all right, we're gonna need you to be on top of this motorcycle or on top of this truck, have this fucking grenade, throw it, jump off the fucking top of the van, land on the back of this motorcycle, and peel away as it's exploding. All one take. We have one shot to do this because it all has to be first part. Like you have to do everything perfect. Like.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, it's so much pressure upon these actors, but it came out, it sounds so fucking cool.
I heard it was, I didn't even really know about it, and somebody was telling me about it. I was like, oh, that sounds good. So that's going to be the next movie I watch when I actually watch a movie again. I got that box, though, so now I have access to so much stuff.
What time is it? We got the draft starts in, the NFL draft is starting in like 10 minutes. I might have to stick around for at least a little bit because the Bucks pick number 9. I just want to see who we grab. I want to see how basically like the
what
top
do you,
10.
Who do you think?
All the mock drafts I've seen and everything, it all breaks to us getting Hargraves from Florida State. He's a cornerback. Can play safety too, I believe, but he's supposedly really good at press coverage.
I think Hargraves is the Florida corner.
I think he's Florida State, son.
Vernon Hargraves?
The third.
I think he's Florida. I think you're talking about the Florida State guy is, God, I can't remember. But that's who Jameis wants them to pick. And supposedly he's pretty awesome.
I'm telling you.
Vernon Hargraves is Florida.
Vernon Hargraves is FSU.
Really?
We're getting there. Hold on. Oh, my goodness, no.
Oh, I'm right again. Damn,
no.
That sucks.
Why do I fucking challenge you, you piece of shit?
I don't know. You should.
Jalen Ramsey.
That's who I was.
Okay. Yeah, because Jalen Ramsey was the other one that was a bit better, but they're looking at him going earlier.
Yeah.
If he's still around. Millard. Yeah, I saw one mock draft where it was like, ideally, what would happen.
Yeah.
And it was like, because, you know, some of the earlier teams kind of went out. I think they mixed something up front with, like, the quarterback pick.
Mm-hmm.
So it ended up breaking where, like, some people are grabbing defensive linemen because it was a better fit, you know, and, like, hey, don't be worried about the risk, whatever. So, Jalen Ramsey was the one that I was thinking. I got confused because I'm stoned. But I think we're going to – if not, there's a couple of defense – I want Ramsey or Hargraves, I guess. One of those two – would be who I prefer just because I think we boosted up our defense line in free agency a bit. But, shit, we did our secondary, too, so I don't know.
I think it's going to be, from what I've seen, either Joey Bosa from Ohio State or DeForest Buckner from Oregon. And if both of those guys are gone, then Hargreaves at number nine. So defense is boring, but we don't really need any offensive players right now.
I mean, not unless Tunsil or Stanley drop down. But, well, no, because they're both tackles. And we have
I don't think those guys are
who's our tackles? Though. We have Donovan Smith and
Ali Marpet.
And Ali Marpet, I thought he was playing guard.
I don't know. I used to be really on top of this stuff. One of my talents when I was probably from until I was about 25 was I could tell you where any player went to school. I watched a draft all 3 days and I was really interested in it. I haven't paid attention in like 5 years.
I used to name off the Bucks starting players in my head when I was having sex to try to not bust as fast.
Yeah.
And I could do the starting offense, starting defense, and then the special teams is where it would get me because I'd be thinking too hard trying to remember special teams players. Mm-hmm. I could usually get about 4 or 5 in, then I'd be like, come on, fuck. And I would start fucking up what I was doing down there, so I'd have to focus on one or the other more, and then mm-hmm. I would end up busting.
Yeah.
Offensive guard, yeah. That's what I thought. So, yeah, maybe we could draft Tunsil or... Well, maybe not Tunsil, because cool Tunsil's left. Stanley, maybe?
I'd love to have offensive linemen. They're always underrated, and there's only a few really great offensive linemen out there. So if you pick a guy that's, like, way up there in the top 10, he's probably going to be a starter for 10 years for you. So,
well, that's what we're looking at. I mean, it's Tunsil and Stanley. Yeah, they both kind of graded out really good, but I think they're looking at going like 3 and 4 or 3 and 5, something like that, because the Chargers, I think, are grabbing one. And Oh, they might grab a linebacker, though, depending
on. No, I think they're going O-line because I think they said, like, Phillip Rivers got sacked like 70 times last year or something crazy like that. So they need an offensive lineman.
I want to say they did something free agency. Plus that one point, like they got one dude who's going into his third year, another dude going into his second year. Like they've spent on offensive line the last couple years.
That'd be cool if they do, because that means that we'll get one of those guys if they fall out. Because it's weird that the quarterbacks are all like North Dakota State, Cal, and I think the other guy's from Memphis, which is bizarre. Yeah. You don't really see that. And I think the fourth rated guy is from Mississippi State. Usually it's always like a huge school, but this year they
didn't. Cardale Jones, I'm kind of interested in seeing where he goes.
I don't know who that is.
He's the Ohio State quarterback who last year came in at the playoffs, won both playoff games, including the national championship game. Like,
oh, really?
He's 4 touchdowns a game. No, I want to say he's a junior.
Why would he come? Oh, I guess he's not going to start.
Yeah, no. Oh, dude, there's all kinds of shit. Like, he looked really good in those two games. Like, the two biggest games of the year, he fucking came out and he dominated. And it pissed me off because I hate Ohio State.
Yeah.
I fucking hate them. And I had to watch him just fucking just dance all over everybody. And he was good. But then, like, there was issues with, like, his attitude. And he said something about, like, he can't wait to get to the NFL. Or something about how he hates having to try to focus on school and fucking practice. He's like basically said something about like I'm not here for school.
Yeah, it's exactly. Yeah.
I mean, basically said, I can't remember what he said, but it's basically something along the lines like I'm not here.
Hey,
for school.
You know what? I applaud him for that. Why take a scholarship up that you're not going to use? Let a student athlete use it who's actually going to use it.
Yeah.
Most of those guys aren't there because they're scholar in the classroom. They're there because they're good at football.
Yeah. So yeah, they're not good, but yeah, so that's who I hope's going on. Let me see. My movie, I'm going to do a TV show. I don't know if I've talked about this before, but it's a fucking great TV show. It was 5 seasons back in the mid-90s called News Radio. Mm-hmm. Dave, have I?
Yeah.
Okay, fuck. all right, well, News Radio, Dave Foley, Phil Hartman, Andy Dick, Candy Alexander, Vicki Lewis, Joe Rogan, Stephen Root. And then, like, David Cross was on a couple episodes, Odenkirk's in a couple, Brian Posehn's in a couple, Brian Callen's in a couple, Nick DiPaolo's in one. Like, you'll see a bunch of people where you're like, hey. Mm-hmm. But let me see. What else do I have? Oh no, I did Banshee already. Fuck. I need to watch. I got some movies I haven't watched on my thing yet that I should probably be watching. You know, I'll go old movie, and just to make up for it, I'll do two of them. Val Kilmer movies.
Mm-hmm.
True Genius,
mm-hmm.
Where he's like a prodigy at, you know, like an MIT, I think it's MIT, but the story's about he's already there and he's losing his mind. He's like, you know, 21 or so, but just absolutely genius, and he's like a party, and it's like Van Wilder meets Einstein.
Mm-hmm.
And it's another kid who's like 16-year-old prodigy, and he goes to school and he's cracking, but like Val Kilmer ends up taking him under his wing, and then they realize they created a weapon. And it's a really cool movie. It's fun. It's quirky. I want to say it's late 80s, early 90s when Val Kilmer could pull off 20-year-old. And then Top Secret, which is one of his first movies, and it's just a spoof movie about, you know, war movies and whatnot. He's an American rock star who goes to Germany to be a spy and try to help the Americans end the Cold War. And it's just fucking so ridiculous, but it has some of the best scenes I've ever seen in any, like, there's a scene where they're in a bookstore, and they're talking to the guy in another language, and as they're walking around the bookstore, he's taking books off of his pile, and he's, like, hook-shotting them and throwing them onto the shelf above his head and, you know, like, just flinging them on there. But if you really watch, the whole scene is being played backward. Like, the way they shot it, they were walking backwards. Like, he was catching books off this shelf. Like, they were being shot out. And, like, they're talking normally. So when they show it to you and they show it backwards, it's just a really cool fucking scene where you're like, what the hell? Like, so neat the way they did it.
Before computers.
Dude, it was so... Yeah, well before computers. It was so great. So Top Secret, absolutely great. True Genius, absolutely great. Young William is yawning. I am as well. Sun poisoning is kicking my ass. Ugh, I fucking hate being old. Will, you got any dates upcoming?
Promote
your mic.
Sly Bar every second and fourth Tuesday, and Yard of Ale, 260 First at North. Open mics, both of them. Come hang out. Sly Bar is talking about upping the prizes. I don't know how that's...
Ooh.
They're talking about giving away 100 for first... 75 for second, shit. And 50 for third now.
I might have to start coming through.
Yeah, that's what I figured, too. Even some of these guys that don't come to open mics anymore for whatever reasons, that's probably more money than they're going to be making doing a set at Side Splitters. So.
Yeah, well, depending. But
we'll see. I'm trying to get them to let me bring pizza in, too, again.
That free pizza was a killer, man. So, all right, yeah, maybe I'll come to Sly Bar next. I just really was feeling so fucking sick, dude.
It's okay. You didn't miss much.
I'm at fucking Two Palms this weekend, but by the time this comes out, it'll be last Saturday.
Mm.
But I'll be at Two Palms. I'm featuring for Laszlo. It's my first time.
You're not in the footnotes, are you?
No. I judged it last time. So.
I'm judging it this week.
Are you?
Yeah.
Have fun. No, it's a good time.
It's fun.
Oh, yeah, it was a blast. And then June, I'll have those dates again, but I think it's like June 15th, 16th, some shit like that. I'm hosting at Snappers all weekend. Do your social media.
Social media, you can find me at hmbradio.com and at Twitter and Instagram at @home_made_man. Facebook, HMB Radio. Hotel Mike Bravo, radio.com.
Oh, sorry. I thought I was going to sneeze again. All right. As always, my social media is James Bailey. Ha ha. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Like the Facebook page on Mom's Favorite Podcast. Thank you guys very much for tuning in. And, hey, call your mom. She worries about you. She misses you. When the sun comes shining through to make those rainbows in my mind. When I think of you sometime and I want to spend some time with you. Just the two of us. We can make it if we try. Just the two of us.
Just the two of us.
Just the two of us. Building castles in.
This is a homemade broadcast radio production.